How soon can we go on the air?
Well,
let's go.
Hey, y'all ready to party?
Live from the McHenry County Fair in Woodstock, it's Bill and Wendy and the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour right now on 720 WGN.
What? Right now?
Hi, guys.
No.
I got to do this.
Do it.
I got to do it.
Do it.
Howdy.
Wendy Pearl, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Wendy Pearl.
I love it out here.
Very nice out here.
I felt like I was driving forever.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Mary Vandeveld do traffic, and I realize now why people live out here. I'm laughing at all the travel times where everyone else is.
Right.
I'm just cruising down the road.
Yep.
Maybe a tractor gets in front of me for a second. It's all good
well,
out here.
Part of the fun, isn't it?
Yes.
We are at the McHenry County Fair. I think we're live, right? Are we on tape or are we live? We're live.
Depends. Hold up a newspaper.
Dewey defeats Truman. Wait, this is an old fair. You guys have been here before. By the way, we're in a lovely tent. We're right by the beef barn. There's about 500, 600 people here. Specially chosen. We didn't just let anybody in, Wendy. We were very tough on who we let into the beef barn tent. But this is nice. This is a lot of fun.
It is pretty cool. I like driving down the street. I live in the suburbs of Chicago, and I see squirrels. I saw cows and horses.
Yeah.
Not just wandering around. They were, you know.
Yeah.
I want to know if anybody knows what those... It looks like a rolled-up, dried-out, giant thing, a sod. Does anyone know what that is? A hay bale?
A hay bale. We're being told by experts it's a hay bale.
I thought it was some kind of artwork in someone's yard. It was just natural and pretty, and I would like one in my front yard. That's
that
a hay bale?
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
And what would one do with that?
Roll it out
into the fields. This is why the farm that you and I bought failed miserably. Wendy and I purchased a farm years ago. It lasted 3 weeks. That was it.
I know you're going to disagree with me on this, Bill.
Yeah.
I like the smell here.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
It smells like nature and funnel cakes
and
animals.
Yeah.
I worked at Brookfield Zoo for many years.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
I smell grass.
Yep. Sometimes the smell can be unpleasant.
Not today.
Sometimes. There are times of the day. By the way, the noise you hear... is the tractor that I bought for you.
Oh, sweet.
I purchased a tractor for you, Wendy.
It's a turbo.
Yeah. Nothing but the best, I said.
Well, I got you the golf cart. That's
right
behind it.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun. I don't know how many of you heard, but one of Wendy's childhood dreams will come true live on this stage later on. Do you know what I'm referring to? Wendy will milk a cow at some point during today's program.
All right, but I just want to ask a question.
That got applause.
The sound of applause right now if you've ever milked a cow. Oh, more people than
more,
I thought.
More than half of the crowd has milked a cow. The same cow or different cows? The same one.
Are you going to try it?
No.
Why?
I'm not supposed to milk cows. I wish I could. I milked
Don't
a squirrel a couple years ago.
No.
That got a little dangerous. Why the dream to milk a cow? What void was in your life that you said, I bet once I milk a cow, that void will be filled?
I'm curious about things.
Yep.
You know, I really don't know what it's like to be a farmer, and a round of applause for all the farmers out there that give us our food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've grown tomatoes in my yard and cucumbers, and I don't do a very good job because I'm really excited about it at the beginning, and then all of a sudden it's like, you got to water these things every day.
Right.
So I'd be a terrible farmer.
It takes a lot, doesn't it? You have to get up really early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to learn that song that we are farmers. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum. You got to learn that. It's not. Do farmers really sing that? In the
no,
field? No, that's fake. Wow, I fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
Are there roosters around here?
Yeah, yep. In the rooster building.
There is
the whole rooster
There's
building.
There's a poultry building, I would imagine. There's a bovine building. We're near the beef barn.
I was told, Wendy, that yesterday, I don't know why this isn't allowed today, but yesterday they were letting children ride sheep. Right? You saw kids riding sheep. That's what goes on.
Imagine how hot those sheep are with those big wool sweaters on.
Yes.
I can't even imagine that.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Will you shear a sheep later?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll do. Yeah.
Because that would be fun, too. You have no curiosity at all about
I've
this.
I've gone from building to building to try to figure out where my levels are of what I can do. So most of these animals you can purchase, right?
No.
You can't buy them?
I don't know how it works, Bill.
Can't you buy these animals? You can, right? Tomorrow you can buy
There's
the animals.
There's an auction. You can come back for that.
Yeah, I'll be here
it's
for
like
the auction.
It's like livestock eBay.
Right. Can you buy the tractors that are on display? Are you allowed to buy those? You can't buy those. What about the farm tools?
What do you need a pitchfork?
I want to buy a hoe. But you got to be careful who you tell that to.
Yeah. Your wife just texted us and said, that. I don't think so.
I mentioned that to security and they panicked.
She just... Your wife just said your allowance isn't enough to do that.
She only gave me $5 today instead of my usual $20.
We are so thrilled that you're out here. I got to tell you, I'm super excited to be here. It's the Hometown Voices live broadcast. We're in Woodstock, and it's sponsored by McHenry County Fair, and this runs through August 4th. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll see you later. No, kidding.
We're done.
We're here until noon on 7:20 a.m., and then you guys get to participate in the bonus hour, which we do every day. It's a little more loosey-goosey, so I think you'll have a lot of fun. Do they have loosey-gooseys here?
Yeah, you can buy loosey-gooseys in one of the tents. 3 for $10. It's a good bargain.
All right. Well, we are live in action. We have plenty of guests coming up today, farm-related and otherwise. We're going to be talking to Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com. Do you guys get TV signals out here?
No. Only Hee-Haw and Green Acres, Wendy. That's all that's
I am
ever.
All into that. All right, so we're going to talk to Alexander Zalbin about television, and we love watching SNL. I think probably we've watched every episode.
Yeah,
there might have been a few we've
episode.
Missed.
Yeah.
So Melissa Villaseñor, I can never get her name
Great
out.
Great impressionist. Does fantastic
She
impressions.
Is really good.
Yeah.
So she'll be on with us. I'm going to milk a cow. Did anybody tell you that?
Yeah,
I'm pretty excited
cow.
About it.
Yep.
We are live from the McHenry County Fair. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's 720 WGN. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Today's broadcast is live from the McHenry County Fair in Woodstock.
You're just clapping because we told you to clap.
No one told them to.
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine is here today. And a return appearance from the vice president of the McHenry County Fair, Rich Tobias, is with us. Welcome back.
Thank you for coming out to Woodstock. It's kind of nice to see. Great to see you out here. And we have a cow for you.
I know. I'm very excited about that. But now, I was listening to Bill and I trying to figure all these things out. Can you buy these animals? What exactly is going on at the fair?
Well, the buying of the animals is tomorrow. It's an auction. It's the 4-H auction. So a lot of these kids have raised these as projects. Mm-hmm. And then they will sell them. And certainly the excess funds are going to go to pay for their college or for the next animal until they go ahead and do that. So that auction goes on tomorrow starting at noon. And there'll be a series. And they'll get to the grand champions of the breeds, too.
Do the prices get really, really, really high? Or are they affordable?
Well, they're affordable for if you were a WGN radio personality.
Oh,
what does a cow go for? I mean, I have no concept. Is it over $50?
Slightly
above.
Like $10,000? I mean,
no,
I have no idea.
If this was the state fair, you'd pay $30,000, $50,000 at the state fair. We're not going to pay that much here, but you'll probably get a cow for $4 or $5 or $6 a pound, and they weigh 1,200 to 1,400 pounds. So
Jeez.
You're going to pay $10,000, maybe.
That's a lot.
No, I know. David Hochberg helped me refinance a cow years ago. Is that still,
I figured you probably did.
I can still pull that off. Yeah,
very okay. good.
And there, I mean, all right, what does a pig go for? I love bacon. I got to tell you, I'm sorry. They're really cute, and I love them. I love bacon.
But you'll probably see $4 or $5 a pound for a pig,
that's not
too.
Bad. That's
and 200-pound pig.
Yeah.
300-pound pig.
Yeah. Wendy, what would it cost to put you in this pig today? What's a price that makes you happy that we can buy? That's so cool. Let's talk about this. The history of this fair, it's been going on for 70-some-odd years,
71 years at this site.
Yeah.
We actually had a fair back in 1854 in Woodstock. People don't realize that. It was done in the square downtown,
mm-hmm.
and it was agricultural. So they'd bring their cattle, their cows, and they would judge them and everything else. And then around 1919, after World War I, and then into the Depression, the fair went away. We picked mm-hmm. it back up in 1949 after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And we've essentially been on this site for 71 years. We
wow.
were a little farther west. When the county sold that property, we ended up having to move a little farther east and north.
But yeah. Has it changed dramatically in those 71 years? What
did we see? I think it has to some extent, and yet we put the grandstands back up this year.
Yeah.
And those grandstands were up for a long time by Massey Hall, which is back to the west a little.
Yeah.
That's gone. And bands like Charlie Daniels and others were here back in the, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s or whatever. And we took them down about 20 years ago. When Jewel came in,
yeah,
and so now we're going back to some bigger bands and bigger events in the grandstand area.
That's
so
excellent.
That's probably sort of a return to what was. There's always been food and there's been animal shows. 4-H is huge, and you're going to talk to a couple of 4-H ambassadors later on today. So
yes.
4-H is huge here in McHenry County.
Yeah, would,
all right, now we hear some engines revving, and we were warned that the truck and tractor pull will be going on kind of right behind us. What is? How do you do that?
Well, what you get a green tractor. No, I'm sorry. you get a tractor. It doesn't matter what color it really is. And these are antiques that they're doing first, and they'll modify the engine perhaps, allow it to pull a little better. Later on tonight, we have the really souped-up tractors that jet engines and those kinds of
really?
Things. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they pull the tractor a certain distance with a certain weight, and they see who can pull the most weight and the longest distance and those kinds of things. We did that with horses on Wednesday. We had a horse pulls.
Yeah. Oh.
Haven't had them here ever.
What does the winner get?
There's prize money for the winner, and we usually give them a ribbon.
Oh, money and a ribbon.
That's worth it. And I have to ask you this. We've been talking about this particular event, and it sounds different than I bet it is. What is the horse pleasure?
Oh, the Pleasure Horse Show.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I said it backwards.
Are there kids
what,
here?
What is the
There's
pleasure?
Some kids here.
No,
so.
But I just don't know what that even means.
Okay, so you would really like, if you're going to ride a horse, you'd really like that horse to be pleasurable to ride. You'd hate to be bucked off the horse.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the Western pleasure, they'll be wearing Western-type clothing. They'll have the cowboy-looking saddle. And the garb, and they'll
put the big horn on it to hold on.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. That's not
Wendy,
a pleasurable horse.
Come
if you
got
to hold on
no,
like that.
I'm sorry. Really, you can't hold on to the horn of the saddle?
No, that's for roping, and if you hook the rope on there for. But,
God,
but
I'm such an
everyone
urban
knows
person.
That.
Shut up, you did not.
but a pleasure horse would give you a nice trot, a nice lope.
Smooth.
You'd be able to ride around. You ride around the ring, and the judge looks to see that the horse has the gait all the time.
Yeah,
is a smooth riding horse. You're not being bounced all over the place, etc. And they do that with both Western, and they do it with English. So English style would be a little bit more formal. They'll wear a formal coat, the high boots, and those kinds of things. Whether they're hunter or regular or the other English.
And have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, many times. I have.
All right, because I took lessons with my sister. My sister now owns a horse. She loves horses. I was afraid. Those things are big. You're up there. That's pretty high. So galloping was, I felt like I had to hold on to the horse's neck because it does throw you all over the place. If you can get them into a canter, that is definitely smoother ride.
That's correct. You'd like to get a nice jog or a nice trot, a nice canter, nice lope.
Yeah. How does a state fair differ from a county fair? I know one is bigger. I get that. The state's bigger. But other than that, what are the differences?
Well, I've been to Illinois and a couple other state fairs. They have obviously a lot more animals, a lot bigger entertainment. They might have several entertainment venues. We have a large one and a small one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? It is definitely bigger. You'll see the champions of the 4-H here go on to the state fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll go on to the state fair to be champions there.
Do you guys have a pretty decent record in terms of sending winners?
We have a lot of people that we judged 4-H a couple of days ago, and there were several people who are going to be sent down state for that. For that
excellent.
Fair.
That's great.
We're chatting with Rich Tobias, vice president of this McHenry County Fair, which we're live in action at today. So there are livestock shows. There are pageants. The banana derby. Bill's very excited
monkeys
about it.
Monkeys on dogs. Yeah, monkeys on dogs. Monkeys
That's the
dogs.
Only way we got him out here today.
I know, and we're trying to work that out right now to bring one of those capuchins up here for you.
Oh, those are the little monkeys were with the organ grinders.
Yeah.
Do they have little outfits on?
They have little outfits. They have jockey outfits.
Is there a way that I could wear a matching outfit with a monkey?
We'll work on that for you. I'll go to sewing, and we'll help you
so
something.
Much fun.
Great food. Talk about some of the food. I passed a corn dog vendor. I can't wait to get one later.
There's a lot of. You go to a fair, you have food, and of course you have fair food, and then you also have other vendors and providing some things. So if you just go on the other side of the building here, you have 4-H, and mm-hmm. the 4-H ambassadors are raising funds for them for that. So the 4-H, Farm Bureau brings in local food. You get a great pulled pork sandwich up there at Farm Bureau. We've got some restaurants from town that have provided. There's some food trucks that come in. If you want to eat food, you can get it. Baked potato. The sweet corn is here, so you can have sweet corn. A lot of different foods.
I saw lobster fries.
A lobster. There is a crab shack down there, and he does lobster and shrimp and other things as well. Absolutely.
I'll meet you there after the show.
That sounds so good.
And sarsaparilla.
Yes.
Why is it spelled sarsaparilla, but we say sarsaparilla? Does anyone know the answer to that? Because it's driving me nuts.
No old cowboys in the audience today.
Isn't it just basically root beer because it's made from the sarsaparilla root?
Sort of like the same thing.
Very similar. Rich, you're the vice president of the fair. Will you run for president, and when are the debates?
We have 25 candidates that are running for that position right now.
You do two nights of debates?
We do two nights. We split them in half.
You almost have to.
I mentioned earlier driving out here, there's that round thing that turns out to be a hay bale.
Correct.
You're doing hay bale tossing?
We're going to do hay bale tossing, but you don't have to do one of those big bales.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they might weigh maybe 50, 60 pounds. The smaller ones, we're going to do that tonight. We'll see how far you can throw that hay bale. And if you'd like to practice, we can certainly set up the ring.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I'd love to do that.
We can do that. We can make it work
for you.
Another thing that is pretty great is you have a Veterans Day here, a Scouts Day, a First Responder Day here. A round of applause to all those awesome people, and thank you to you for celebrating them.
We do something that's very unique, I think, to a lot of fairs. As some of the people have told us, we do a 21 tractor salute.
What is that?
What happens is the farmers, and many of them are veterans, and they have their antique tractors. They will bring them into the arena, and we will read the names of soldiers that we have lost in McHenry County over the years. And they ride in behalf of those soldiers. And then we usually have a speaker comes in. And then after the short speech, then we will, they'll rev up their engines. We'll play Taps. We'll play Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And it's really a very touching salute
to the
veterans of McHenry County.
Very, very nice.
And, you know, whether you believe it or not, our climate is changing tremendously. It totally affects the farmers. So if you're listening on WGN right now, bring the kids out. Lots of conservation and education for them as well.
We added Conservation World probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it's out by the creek. And we have
crick?
Crick. All right, I'll say crick. It's out by the crick. So we have a butterfly house there.
Yeah.
We have a lot of McHenry County College is there talking about horticulture. The Extension Master Gardeners are there answering questions. And we also have there's a pollinator garden, so native
bees.
We have beehives out there, so we have that beehive forage area. Mm-hmm. The 4-H group has a vegetable garden out there. The McHenry County Defenders, who is a large group that talks about composting, recycling, they do a great job here in the county. They're out there with the IDNR, the Audubon Society, Land Conservancy.
Wow.
All of those groups are in Conservation World, and it's a great place to get education on conservation and climate change. And then throughout the fair, we really try to make it our mission to have education. So you go into the barns, you learn something about a pig. You can learn about just about anything you want to know, and we try to make that because people need to know where their food comes
from. Absolutely. Rich, thank you for being here, and congratulations for all you've achieved here. This is a great day. We appreciate you inviting us out.
Well, thanks, and we're glad to have you out here. This is great for our fair. We appreciate it.
And this runs through Sunday?
Runs through Sunday afternoon when the carnival will be open, and then we do the auction on the chainsaw. You'll have him here later on.
Beautiful.
Hoo, doggy.
Rich.
I just got to throw some of these things out there today. Come on. I didn't watch Yeehaw for years.
No,
for nothing.
I know. It's paying off. Rich Tobias,
everybody.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich. He's the vice president.
All right, well, this Hometown Voices live broadcast is from Woodstock today. As you heard, we are out at the McHenry County Fair. It's sponsored by the McHenry County Fair, and it runs through August 4th. We have plenty of guests. We are going to see monkeys riding dogs.
Yes.
That's the Banana Derby.
Yes, the Banana Derby.
You may throw a hay bale.
I'm thinking about it.
And I will milk a cow.
That's definite.
That's all given. Coming up, so stay tuned.
All right, it's news time right now. This report is sponsored by Ashnalla Supper Club. Here with the news, Steve Bertrand.
Will you please report to the radio?
We're on in 5, 4.
Start talking and talk fast.
It's Bill and Wendy, and they're live from McHenry County at the fair in Woodstock. This is WGN Radio's Hometown Voices Tour right now on 720 WGN.
Hello, visitors to the McHenry County Fair.
Nice to see you guys. Thank you for being here.
All right. We have to talk about an important thing, and we'll make it fun. But we have Dr. Laura Buto with us right now. She spent 26 years as a pediatrician with Syntegra Health Northwestern Medicine. She is now the medical advisor for the McHenry County Department of Health. And can we please talk about vaccinations?
We'd love to. You know, we want everybody to know in McHenry County and throughout the United States that we all have the power to protect ourselves from disease, right? And you know what it is? It's vaccines. They're safe and they're effective, and they continue to keep bad diseases from coming to this country.
When I first had my son, Michael, he's 20 now, and I have Dylan, who's 16. You just kind of went through the motions. You did what your doctor told you. You got vaccinations. And then there were new ones that were introduced, and there was an HPV one. And I said, oh, I don't know. Should I do it? Should I not? You need to have a good relationship with your pediatrician. I asked her, did you vaccinate your kids? She said, yes. My kids have gotten every vaccination. I get a flu shot every year. You guys, the mumps have come back. The measles have come back because we've stopped vaccinating.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And people don't realize it because they don't see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to, those of us that are a little bit older, okay, I'm not pointing any fingers here,
Bill.
But, you know, those of us that are a little older, we had measles. We knew what it was like. It was
right.
Miserable. We were home for days. We had to wear these sunglasses. Remember watching
sure.
TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. So people have forgotten about
that. Wait, those weren't 3D glasses? My parents lied to me.
They lied to you.
Yeah. Well, so the disease, it still kills. In fact, it kills 245 children a day worldwide,
geez.
Right? So in the countries that don't have the money like we do to provide vaccinations,
right.
That's what's happening. So we need to remember that if we stop vaccinating our children, that they're going to get the measles again because of international travel, right? So all those countries that do have measles, those folks can bring it to us.
And they come to O'Hare.
Exactly. We're a pretty high-risk
yeah,
area because
sure.
of that. So our goal, of course, as public health officials and hopefully as community members, is to protect the people that can't get vaccines, our babies, right? If our babies get sick, so, for example, grandparents, you think you are fully immunized, right? But maybe you're not. Maybe you haven't had a whooping cough vaccine for 10 or 20 years. You're going to be a new grandparent. You need to get booster shots. So adults, too, need
immunizations. Is that true? I knew nothing about that.
Absolutely, because whooping cough can kill a child, right? An infant, especially under the age of 6 months old.
Right.
And so we need to check and see if you're, you know, again, if you're going to be a new grandparent or you're an adult who is a caretaker that's going to care for someone's kid for a weekend or whatever,
yeah.
You better make sure that you're up to date. And, of course, here in McHenry County, we have the opportunity for you to get vaccines at lower reduced cost if you have no insurance or you're underinsured. So if you will call us at 815-334-4500, we can give you more information about that. We want you to help protect your children and your grandchildren. So, you know, talk to your doctors first and find out if you're fully immunized. And don't forget about, like you said, that flu vaccine. We need that every year. You know, we're pretty good at vaccines. We're great at vaccines like measles
mm-hmm.
that is 99% effective, but the flu vaccine's only about 50% effective. And people say, well, why get that? Why? Because 80,000 people in the United States still die of the flu. And if I have a 50% chance of eliminating disease, not getting the disease, and even a better chance if I get it of not going to the hospital,
yeah.
I'm going to get it. How about you? Right?
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
All right. So with all this evidence, why did the anti-vaxxer movement become so strong? What happened in the last decade or so that made so many people think the
I
opposite?
Hate to blame one person, but I'm going to.
Well, and I won't name that name, that unnamed name. But I'm just going to tell you, I think people have lost confidence in physicians and the government. And we're here to protect you. We continue to wipe out disease by making vaccines safe and effective. I'll give you an example. We're talking about whooping cough, okay? Yeah. I, as a parent, of course, should ask questions. I, as someone who goes to the doctor, should ask questions of your doctor. And it's your doctor's job to help tell you the truth. So if you want to go to a website and listen to certain individuals and take them as authorities on medical issues, yeah, I'm sorry for you. But I hope that you have a good, trusting relationship with your doctor so that we can help you understand the true facts, not the misinformation that's out there that is worrying people. And that's it. As a parent, what do you want to do? You want your kid to be safe and healthy, right?
Right.
Vaccines do that for your kids, but people have put these question marks in your mind that maybe they're not safe.
Yeah.
And that was mainly the MMR vaccination, correct? That allegedly caused autism, which they have proven there is no link to that
there
at all.
There is no link at all. We've got hundreds of studies now that prove that there is no link to that.
And look at that. People stopped doing the MMR vaccination, and M, measles, M, mumps,
and
R,
rubella.
But look, measles and mumps are back in our vernacular now.
Yeah, that's right. It's something to be afraid of if our immunizations drop too low. These diseases that we don't have to worry about anymore and maybe are part of the reason why parents are hesitating. You know, why should I do this? We don't have these diseases. Well, the measles outbreaks in New York and California, and did you know there's actually been 9 cases of measles in Illinois? There have been.
Are there any here today? I hope not.
Raise your hand.
And think about it. In a public place like this, under a tent, all you have to do is be coming down with measles. You don't even know it. And you cough. And guess what? All of us, it's so contagious, are going to come down with measles if we have not been vaccinated and protected.
Right.
It's that contagious. So I don't want to take that risk.
Right.
And I don't want my kids going to school with kids that don't get vaccinated. I still have one in high school who I think has to get a second meningitis shot for senior year. How do the schools let these kids in if they haven't been vaccinated?
Well, state laws allow religious exemptions, and Illinois is trying to deal away with and have really with personal exemptions. So if you have a religious exemption or a true medical exemption. So that's part of the reason we need to get immunized, too. There are some people who have cancer. I mean, there are kids with cancer that are in your kid's classroom, right?
Yeah.
They can't get immunized, right? There are people that have bad other chronic diseases who are on steroids and medicines that suppress the immune system. They can't get immunized. So if they are exposed to these infectious diseases, their risk of death is highly increased, right?
Does cootie spray really work?
Well, for my kids, for those things that were like ghosts and cooties. But,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So the bottom line is check with your general doctor.
Absolutely.
Ask them, because I'm pretty sure I had the measles. I never had the mumps. So I'm wondering if I need a measles booster.
Well, and that's just it. If you're unaware of your vaccine status, go to your doctor. They can run a lab test specifically for measles. Like if you want to travel outside of the country, it's almost mandated. I mean, it is certainly highly recommended that you check. And you need to get a lab test in order to know whether you're immune to measles. If you don't have a record of 2 previous MMR vaccines, measles, mumps, rubella, or if you have not, you know, you have no evidence of the disease, which, you know, going back to find my doctor from that long ago to find his records, remember paper?
Yeah,
what happened to that, right?
Does German measles still exist?
So that's rubella.
I had that. I had
so
German
that's
measles.
Rubella. And
you're not German.
No, but it was measles with a side of schnitzel. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, German measles. So that's a bad player, especially
is that what
for
rubella
developing.
Is?
Yes,
yeah.
For developing infants, and there are very few cases of that. Obviously, in other countries, again, still killing and deforming babies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if a mother who's pregnant gets that, that's why all mothers are checked for rubella in their pregnancy, so they know if they're at risk, because immediately after pregnancy, they are then vaccinated, so they don't have to worry about giving that to their child.
You're
later
set
on.
Up here at the fair.
We are. We don't have a vaccination station here, but we do have 2 clinics in Crystal Lake and down the road here at the Government Center in Woodstock. But we do have more information for you if you're just interested in finding out more at the Home Economics. I think it's F. Building F down here somewhere.
Okay.
I'm pointing like I know, but I really don't.
And for people who aren't here at the McHenry County Fair, how can they find out more information?
Again, it's 815-334-4100. 4500 or online www.mchenrycountydepartmenthealth. So mcdh.info. And that'll link you into a lot of information with the Centers for Disease Control, et cetera, if you have further questions. But please, adults, don't forget you as well as your children, please check their records and make sure they get fully immunized.
And I don't mean to sound all judgy-judgy if you don't immunate or vaccinate your children, but at least look at the information, do your homework, and make the best educated guess you can as a parent. Love your kids, but take care of them as well. That's all I can say.
Right, and honestly, that's what we want you to do. We want you to make an informed choice about this, but if you look at the information, you're going to find out, 245 five kids a day die from measles. Literally, no people have died from the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine.
Yeah.
Why take that chance?
Right.
And that's
so true
for all. And just one other thing, this mm-hmm. HPV vaccine you're talking about, you know, now we have vaccines to prevent cancer. Why wouldn't you want to try to protect your child from getting cancer? So, you know, young adults up to age 26 can get a vaccine to prevent certain cancers.
And it scares you because, you know, if you have a kid that's 10 years old, they're talking about getting this shot, and you're like, what? You don't want to think about your kid having any kind of relationship like that at 10, but it prevents stuff in the future.
Exactly.
Laura, thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Thank
that's
you
Dr.
so much.
Laura Buteau, everybody, the medical advisor of the McHenry County Department of Health.
All right, this Hometown Voices live broadcast from Woodstock is sponsored by McHenry County Fair. It runs through August 4th. We are live in action, and we have another guest lined up, but I think we're going to take a quick break first. You having fun yet?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. Oh, is there a girl named Amy in the tent? Because I would like to sing this song to you.
Oh,
she's very lucky.
Yeah,
she's
very
not
fortunate.
Here.
Very fortunate.
Hi, you guys. We are live in action, the McHenry County Fair in beautiful Woodstock, Illinois. And, Bill, we've talked about a lot of events that are going on at the fair. You have your animal acts.
Yep.
Your animal shows.
Yep.
But there is a special talent that our next guest has. Joe Stebbing is with us. Joe, you are a professional chainsaw carver?
Sure am, yes.
There you go.
Yep, so I'm a professional carver. I've been doing it for about 14 years now.
Yeah. With a chainsaw?
With a chainsaw.
Did you start with a little Swiss Army knife and work your way up?
No, I started making handmade furniture back when I was about 23. And the fancier stuff you had to do, you started getting into shaping and sculpting different ball and claw feet and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the ornamentation.
Yeah, yeah. So that kind of introduced me to carving. And then, so I did that for a few years with chisels and mallets.
Yes.
And each piece would just take forever.
Yeah.
So you spend weeks and weeks on a single piece. And then somebody talked me into trying to chainsaw one day.
Did you laugh at him at first? Like, yeah, chainsaw, really? You're going to get precision with a chainsaw. Did you doubt them at first?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I really doubted it. But then I gave it a shot, and I saw a guy come out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And this guy's name was Dean Fox. And, man, he came down, and he just did some beautiful stuff in about a half hour's time. And I remember thinking, like,
wow,
man, this guy must own all kinds of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
He just, at a whim, he can make whatever he wanted to. And I was intrigued by that, so then tried it out myself and fell in love with the process.
Have you met him, Dean Fox? Have you ever met him?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh,
haven't
he
seen
is.
Him
you guys became
while,
friends.
But, yeah.
And what? Did he do anything to say to you? This is really a good line to be in. You should do some chainsaw carving. He was pro chainsaw carving, obviously.
Yeah, in the chainsaw carving world, there's a lot of great guys.
Yeah.
Everybody encourages you, helps each other out.
Yeah.
And you just kind of learn and pick up different skills and techniques over time.
I would think.
It's a big family.
Yeah.
And it's very individualized. I'm sure your designs look much different than other people's.
Yeah, you can have 200 different carvers in the same venue,
mm-hmm.
and everything's going to look different. So,
have you been injured?
Of course
times.
You have, man.
You have been at some point.
I have,
you say what happened, or is it really gory?
No, well...
And if it is, continue talking.
Keep telling us.
All right, here we go.
We like the ugly stories. What happened?
All right, so I have these rollers in my shop.
Yeah.
Kind of like semi-trucks would carry on the beds of their trucks, so you roll things onto it.
Yeah.
And I have some of those in my shop, and I had taxidermy up on the wall of my shop, too. So I was carving a big totem.
Yeah.
And... I was looking over at this deer bust hanging on the wall because I was carving that portion of the totem.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at it. I'm coming back. I'm looking. I'm coming back. And my rollers got covered up with the sawdust, so yeah. I didn't see it. Oh. And then I end up slipping, and my feet kicked out sideways. And, well, when you're falling holding a chainsaw, the first thing you do is you try to grab. So I squeezed the trigger.
Oh, no.
And that revved it up. And then I grabbed, whatever was nearby, which was the bar.
Yes.
And then the whole time I'm falling, so I'm grabbing this running chainsaw bar, the blade.
Oh. And you know, Dean Fox would tell you not to do that. You know that, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I hit the ground, and the chainsaw has a safety on it. It's a little brake that locks the chain from spinning.
Yeah.
So as soon as I grabbed that bar, my elbow hit the ground, triggered that chain break, so then the chain stopped. So it cut down to the bone pretty much across all four fingers in my palm.
Oh, my God. And you went back to this?
Well,
you did? Right away, immediately or after a while?
Well, they had to heal.
Yeah.
I was still a professional plumber at that time too, just carving on the side. So I had to go to work the next day.
Oh,
so
no.
we went to the emergency room in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And that's a long drive from here. Why didn't you go closer?
I don't know. I was scared of stitches. But the doctor never saw me. I sat there for 3.5 hours. They tried to bill my insurance and stuff. So I went home. I filled it in with Neosporin and electrical tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is a real man.
No,
I got to tell you that. Now, do you...
Joe, I still use safety scissors. That's the difference between us.
Now, I'm looking. I don't know if this is you. Chainsaw Carvings by Joe, is that your website?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got to explain something to you. I'm looking at these pictures. I'll try and describe them. I don't know if this is aquatic scene in D.C., Washington, D.C., I would imagine. I can't believe you have carved sea turtles, dolphins... this is the most
beautiful.
Ornate stuff.
So
an
intricate.
Octopus, for gosh sakes, including the little suction cups. You don't do that with a chainsaw.
Well, most of it you do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so intricate.
Well, thank you.
How big is your chainsaw?
That.
Do you have like Wendy. A little mini? Do you
Come
have
on.
Different size chainsaws?
Come on.
I'm going home.
Please. It's a big one.
Thank you very much for playing along. I really appreciate that, Joe.
Did you guys rehearse that? That was so beautiful.
But seriously, do you have different size chainsaws? Because that's such intricate work that I can't imagine a giant chainsaw would carve that little stuff.
Yeah, so what she's looking at for you guys is a tree I did down in Washington, D.C.,
Eight
years ago. Yeah, there was a guy who called me up. He had a huge tree cut.
Yeah.
He left about 13 feet of it standing. It was about 7 feet wide, and it was a big white oak. And so I go out there, and I take a look at this giant canvas.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do you want? What would you like with this?
You can't really see it, but it is just... It was a stump, basically.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Could you guys come up one at a time and take a look at the picture? Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe this.
That's so beautiful.
Well, the guy said that he wanted a jellyfish and a dolphin.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is a huge tree. So right away, I start thinking of, you know, what's possible.
Right.
With it. So I just started spitting out crazy ideas off the top of my head. And what I was trying to do was come up with like three design options.
Uh-huh.
One being more intricate than what he asked for.
Yes.
But I have to work my way down to that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I start the first option I say is the most craziest thing I could think of on the spot at that moment. I expected him to say no to that and steer him towards something a little bit easier. But he said, yeah, he loved
Go
that idea.
And do you sketch it out first, Joe, or do you just do it? At the moment.
Yeah.
Wow. That's even more impressive.
Yeah, so you're just terrified the whole time because you don't know how to do it.
Right.
Number one, you got to figure it out. And
but as time goes on, you probably trust yourself more because of what you've achieved in the past. Right?
Situations like that, you build confidence.
That's
and you
amazing.
You can work your way out.
Has there ever
things.
Been a piece you've created that's just too good to let go? You'd say to yourself, I've worked on this too hard and for too long, I can't part with it?
Anymore, as the years go on, you have more control.
Yeah.
So from the concept to the finished product, you can get more control if you have the right amount of time to spend on it. And, yeah, you do get attached to a lot of
things.
And But the bills keep rolling in, and
yeah.
They don't let up.
No, that makes sense.
You are so talented. His name is Joe Stebbing. You can look for him online, professional chainsaw carver. And where can we see your work today?
I am across the creek from the conservation world that he's talking about. And so it's a new spot there. They're starting to fill out this year, get some more entertainment stuff back there. And that's across from the grandstands. And at 10:30, 1:15, 4, and 6 each day, I do a one-hour demonstration. So you'll be able to see something carved from start to finish in about an hour's time.
Let's go over there at 1 o'clock when we wrap up.
All right.
Can't wait to see it.
Cool.
Congratulations on your beautiful work.
Well, thank you so much.
And your chainsaw. Thank you, Joe.
Joe Stebbing, everybody. Amazing work. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.
All right, Joe Stebbing actually brought a piece that I didn't know was sitting there. Sorry, I tried to show you my computer screen. But you can check him out, Joe Stebbing, professional chainsaw carver. We're going to talk television with Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com after the news. Meantime, Chicago stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News brought to you by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here is Steve Bertrand.
The McHenry County Fair with Bill and Wendy in Woodstock, Illinois.
Hashtag awesome sauce.
Hometown Voices on WGN Radio continues.
Thank you, O.
That was beautiful. Just a reminder, if you guys behave yourselves, we're all going to go to Orion's house for English muffins and Mountain Dew as soon as we're done. Going to have a great time there.
First of all, thank you so much for coming out here today. Television is great, and we love talking television once a week with Alexander Zalbin, managing editor of Decider.com. Alexander, we miss you today at the McHenry County Fair. Wish you were here.
I have a mini county fair set up at my desk right now, so it feels like I'm there.
A bunch of hay bales, some treats.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. All right, here's my first question to you, Alexander. Forever, this show Extra has existed. It's a show that's about celebrities, and it's existed without any kind of scandal at all. And then all of a sudden, within a week, two of the hosts of Extra are in some trouble. What happened?
At least one of them was accused of sexual misconduct, and the investigation clearly came up with something. This is AJ Calloway, the host of Extra, and they parted ways with him, I believe, on Monday, I want to say. Listen, these sorts of shows, they're high-pressure cookers. There's a lot of stuff probably going on behind the scenes. It's extremely unfortunate this happened. I imagine Extra, because it is such a franchise, will continue. So if you're a fan of the show, it'll keep going on, but without the same hosts.
The other story is Mario Lopez, who made some comments about parents of transgender children shouldn't really support those kids. It goes a little bit deeper than that.
Were they stories on their own shows?
No, I don't think they were stories on their own shows. No. I think they moved to
TV. Yeah, I imagine they probably... To be perfectly honest, I do not regularly watch Extra, but I imagine they were not covering these stories very heavily.
Right. All right, let's talk about a couple shows. Some I'm familiar with, some I'm not. What exactly should we know about the show Dear White People?
Sure, that comes back for season 3 today on Netflix. If you've never watched it, it's great. It's based on the satirical movie of the same name. It takes place at a college that is traditionally a African-American college. There are white students as well. It really pokes fun at race relations in a smart, interesting way. And people have gotten very upset about it online because it's called Dear White People. You'll see lots of tweets saying, I'm unsubscribing from Netflix until you launch Dear Black People. But frankly, I feel like maybe they have not watched the show because it's smart, it's funny, it's well acted. And this season, there's going to be guest stars including Laverne Cox, Yvette Nicole Brown, Flavor Flav, and many more are going to be on it. I highly recommend checking it out. It's a blast.
Did you say what season this is? Is this the second or third season?
This is the third season of the show. So there's two seasons. If you've never watched it before, you can spend the whole day watching the comedy.
Oh, all right. Here's a name from the past, Wendy. I'm sure you'll remember. She-Ra, the Princess of Power. Do you remember who that is?
Of course I do.
Yeah, from He-Man, Master of the Universe, right?
Obviously, you remember.
I remember. She's got her own show, Alex. What do we need to know about She-Ra?
Yeah, this is also back for a third season on Netflix today. It's a new animated take on the show. If you're a fan of the old series, it's definitely been brushed up and changed for a new generation. But it's fun. It's funny. It's good for the whole family. One of the big banner things about it is it's very inclusive. They changed a lot of the characters, so some of them are LGBTQ plus friendly. Some of them have changed races. Some of them have changed genders. It's very smart. I sit down and watch this every time a season comes with my whole family. We laugh, we cry. The action is great in it. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Otherhood. What is Otherhood? I know it's on Netflix, but that's basically all I know about. What is that?
Yeah, this is a very, very long delayed movie that just dropped on Netflix today. It's a Mother's Day movie, which you would expect to come out Mother's Day, and it was supposed to come out on Mother's Day, except one of the stars is Felicity Huffman. Now, as we've talked about quite a bit on this program, Felicity Huffman went through a bit of a scandal a couple of months back when she faked some college admissions results and test results. And they ended up shelving the movie for a good long while because of that, to wait for the heat to die down a little, even though she had filmed the movie beforehand. It's finally out. To be honest, it hasn't been getting great reviews, but it does star Angela Bassett, Patricia Arquette, as well as Huffman. And it's them going on a road trip to reconnect with their adult sons. So if you can get over the Felicity Huffman of it all, it's a fun, silly road trip movie that maybe you can just chill out and enjoy tonight.
All right, so here's the question. Felicity Huffman obviously has had trouble in the recent past, but she's a very gifted actress.
And she pled guilty, I believe, as well.
And she pled guilty. So who decides and how do they decide exactly how much time has to elapse before we would forgive and forget? Who decides that?
I think a lot of that is up to the public, certainly, and how they're going to react to things. It's also up to directors. I'll tell you, our film reporter here, Adamenta, interviewed Sidney Shupak, the director of Otherhood, and she said very clearly in the interview that she understands this stuff happened, obviously was not right, but she loved working with Felicity Huffman and would love to work with her again. They basically held the movie for a while because the director, Cindy, was worried that it was just going to be turned into a bunch of memes when it was supposed to be released, so they held it until now. So I would say once she gets past all of her legal issues, it certainly seems like directors, writers, producers don't necessarily hold her any ill will, so we may see her back again.
Alexander Zeldman is our guest from Decider.com. We're talking TV. We'll come back with more. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. We'll get that done. It's Bill and Wendy live at the McHenry County Fair on WGN. It's us, Bill and Wendy. We're live at the McHenry County Fair. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by. Everyone
please
will
do.
Slide down one chair. We'll make room for you. We'll find a way to get you in. Wendy, still, the plan is still for Wendy before the show is over to milk a cow. That is still on the tap.
On the tap?
So far, all the cows have, every cow they've asked has said no thank you
I
so
know.
Far.
I know. What is up with that?
I don't
That's
know
why.
Why
it's taking so long.
I don't get it. We've got to, oh, go on, Wendy.
I'm almost excited. I'm almost as excited about milking a cow as I am for a season four return, one of my favorite shows. We have Alexander Zeldman on the line, managing editor of Decider.com. Talk to me about Preacher.
Always. I'm happy to do that. That comes back Sunday at 9 p.m. on AMC. There's going to be a double episode, so plan out your whole night. This is the final season of Preacher, the fourth and final season of the show. It's going to see Jesse Custer and company go right up against the Grail, which is this huge organization that represents God. The show is profane, it's gross, it's disgusting, hilarious, the action is amazing. I will tell you without getting into any spoilers, I've actually seen these Sunday's episodes, and they are maybe grosser than ever before, which I didn't know was possible, but the show is so much fun, I highly recommend checking it out.
Alexander, a lot of times with a hit show, when they end the show a little bit early, this is the fourth season for Preacher, they'll have a spinoff already in mind. I know they did that with Breaking Bad. They had Better Call Saul in their sights. Mm-hmm. Are they doing that with Preacher? Will there be a spinoff planned or not?
No, I think this is the end of the show at this point. It's produced by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. They have a lot of irons in the fire. I would say if you're looking for something that is very similar, there's a show called The Boys that dropped last week on Prime Video. It's based on a comic book series by Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon, who also did the comic book series that Preacher is based on. So if anything, that's the spiritual successor to Preacher that is currently on TV, and that's going to get a second season as well. But I think this is the end of the road for Preacher at the end of the season, and the series is done.
Sorry, Wendy.
I know, but see, that kind of disappoints me. Why can't things just go on forever if they're good? Seriously, I'm bad with endings.
Yeah. This one, at least, this is a comic book series that did have a definitive ending as well, so they have a clear adaptation point to wrap it up at, and they're heading very rapidly towards that point as they enter season 4.
Got it.
A new version of Beverly Hills 90210.
Who's excited about this? I'm just...
Alexander, is anyone excited about this? There's got to be somebody, but who?
Turns out, no. It's very nobody weird. Is. I think Tori Spelling is excited about it. Jenny Garth is excited about it. I don't know about anybody else.
So but, she'll be in the new version?
The new version is called BH90210. It premieres Wednesday on Fox at 9 p.m. And it sounds so bizarre. I don't even know what to expect about it. It reunites the original Beverly Hills 90210 cast, Jason Priestley, Shannon Doherty, Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering, et cetera, et cetera. They are playing fictional versions of themselves doing a Beverly Hills 90210 reboot, I think. It's been very unclear, and the promos have just been leading into the nostalgia, and that's pretty much it. It's very strange. I'm definitely going to watch the first episode because I almost religiously watched Beverly Hills 90210 when it was on the air, but it sounds like the most bizarre thing of all time.
Was Luke Perry slated to be on that prior to his death? Was he part of Beverly Hills 90210?
No, he was to his credit, frankly, he was the holdout. He was not appearing in that. The rest of the cast will show up. They have said, though, that because this happened before the show launched, because he'd rather suddenly passed away, they will be addressing it on the show at some point in some way, though we don't know how.
Alexander, one of the listeners here has a question about the show Jack Ryan, the John Kaczynski version of Jack Ryan. Will there be more of those?
There is. There's going to be a season 2 of Jack Ryan dropping on Prime Video. I don't know if we have a release date as of yet. I believe it's going to be in 2020, but there's a new season. It's going to be globetrotting. There's some sort of conspiracy in South America that he's tracking down that takes him to the UK and Russia and back to the US. So expect more action and expect less Jim from The Office.
Oh, all right. I just mentioned Better Call Saul, and a texter wants to know what the startup date is for the new season of that. It's got to be fairly soon, right?
Oh, boy, we have no idea. You know, as of a couple of months ago, they were deep into writing and filming the 5th season of the show. But as of right now, we don't know when it's going to debut. I guess it could be at any time. But most likely, my best guess is it's going to be in 2020 at this point.
Another texter is very interested, wants to see more Ray Donovan. Do we know if that's going to happen?
What I would say without blowing anybody's spot up is that the Showtime Day is currently happening at the Television Critics Association out in Los Angeles, where they make a bunch of announcements. So I would say if you're interested in Ray Donovan in the next few hours, stay tuned because I believe there's going to be some news on that.
I'm reading this, but you have to tell me if it's the version that I think. It says CBS All Access has a version of The Stand. Is that the Stephen King novel, The Stand, or is that something else?
No, it's the Stephen King novel, The Stand. They're going to be doing a series version of the classic Stephen King novel. The big news that came out yesterday is that James Marsden is going to star in it, as well as Amber Heard. And if you are a Stephen King fan like I am, I was very excited to hear this. King himself is going to write the final episode of the series, which is going to include new sections showing what happened to all of the characters. So if you've read the Stand book to tatters, if your paperback is just dog-eared to heck, you're actually going to get new information for the first time in years on the novel. So that's very exciting.
It's another reason I'm happy I got CBS All Access. We don't have CBS going on in Chicago right now if you're certain customers of cable companies, and it's super annoying. But if you purchase the CBS All Access, I know I'm the only one watching Big Brother, but you can watch that. But they have The Twilight Zone, the new one, which is awesome, and now this. This sounds amazing.
Yeah. And the new Star Trek.
Yeah, they have a bunch of programming coming out, and they had their day at TCA yesterday, and they were saying because of these issues with the cable providers, they've actually seen a big uptick in subscribers to the service. They're aware of that, and they're pumping out a lot of new content. Another thing that they announced yesterday, they're going to be doing a series version of The Man Who Fell to Earth, the classic David Bowie movie. So that should be very interesting as well.
Alexander, I have to ask you, speaking of the CBS thing, it gives you, I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but in the Chicagoland area, when you go to CBS, there's just a card that says that there's a disagreement, that they're working on it, and there's a number you can call. My friend called that number. They asked his name, how old he is, and which shows he's missing the most. Why do they need to know that?
They're just taking it down as surveys, I think, more than anything. You know, it's sort of like when you call your congressperson, they're not going to write down your whole message and read it on the Congress floor, but they are going to tabulate it as a number. So that way they can take it and say, hey, this person in this age group is missing their CBS. These are the shows that they really desperately want to watch. Let's figure out a deal.
Yeah. All right. Will that do any good, do you think? I said this to you last week. I'm not positive it does any good. I'd like to think it
does. Is it back on?
No, it's not back on.
It doesn't do any good.
Problem solved.
Yeah. I would say, if anything, if you are upset about CBS being taken away and you're not on the cable provider side, the biggest message you can send them is probably subscribing to CBS All Access, because that tells them, oh, I don't need you, which puts them in less of a position in terms of negotiations. But I guess if you're working for the cable company, you're probably going to come at it from the other way.
Can we call and tell them other things that bother us, or do they not care?
I call and complain about absolutely everything. The water is a little too hot in my shower. Can you come by and fix it? So far, nothing, but I'm hopeful.
People are in the express lane. They've got 20 items. It says 15. I'll tell them that. That'll work. Alexander, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for all the information. And again, if people want to know more about anything we've just discussed, decider.com is the way to go. Thanks, Alexander. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. It is news time now. When we return, Melissa Villaseñor from Saturday Night Live. And, you know, Wendy's going to milk a cow. You know that, right? All right, so all that's coming up. Right now, it's news time. That got a smattering of applause.
I'm excited.
Now a throng of applause.
Although now you have me self-conscious, because they've been saying this since we got here, and no cow will have me. I see a cow right there. I'm just going to run over and start milking
it. See what happens.
I don't even know if it's a female. That'd be a problem,
You'll know very soon. You'll know within seconds. All right, it's news time right now. That might make the news, Wendy. It's all sponsored by Green Tea Services. Here is Ryan Burrow.
You're on.
WGN is good taste broadcasting.
Oh, yeah?
But there are times when things happen that we...
Can you be any more specific?
We just can't control.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
It's WGN Radio's legendary Hometown Voices Tour. And right now, we're at McHenry County Fair in Woodstock. Here's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.
Could we please have some gratuitous applause, please? Just a little bit more gratuitous applause, yes.
You didn't have to ask for it. They're having a great time.
It anyway. The gratuitous applause would have happened naturally, I think. Thank you all for being here. If you're just tuning in, we're at the McHenry County Fair. We're having a great time. There's still time. If you're in the area, please come down. Wendy will milk a cow before the show is over.
That's the plan.
Right now on the phone, one of the biggest and brightest stars over at Saturday Night Live, Melissa Villaseñor, joins us by way of the phone. Melissa, how are you?
How are you guys? Happy Friday.
Thank you, and to you. Wendy and I are big fans, and most of the people are here, too.
Most of the people.
Thank you guys.
Maria, we were disappointed you couldn't make it out here to the fair because I will be milking a cow later, and we wanted to see you in person. I love what you do on SNL, and the main reason is because you're not afraid to be weird.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I. It's the only way I feel free, you know? And it's Melissa. I think you call me Maria.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're in a different county, Melissa, so they make us say a different name. It's the state law.
Where are you guys located right now?
We're in Woodstock, Illinois. And actually, the reason I called you Maria is I heard you on with Steve Cochran earlier, and I heard you mention that you're friends with Maria Bamford, who was in the studio with us. Just adore her.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I love Maria.
Can you do us a
favor? So is there a big crowd or something?
There's a huge crowd, about almost 1,000 people. And Wendy has called them each Maria at some point during the broadcast.
I just met a girl named Maria. I will sing that later.
I just remembered that song, the Maria, Maria.
Yeah.
That one. Oh, my God.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful.
No, I sing good, I promise. I hear myself on the echo, and it's...
We'll send an engineer to your room to fix that. It'll take about 10 or 15 minutes. Do us a favor. When you found out you got Saturday Night Live, where were you and how did you react?
I was at LAX Airport. I saw a 212 New York number call me, and I was like, this is it. And it was Lorne. And, he said, you'd be a great addition. And then I started crying and laughing and smiling. And my brother picked me up, and we went to go eat pizza, and we watched Dunstan Checks In.
That's what most people get the show. They watch Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah.
Was it surrealistic? Did you just think, how can this be?
I'm not a party girl, but I thought I entered a dream, to be honest. Yeah. I thought I wasn't here anymore. I thought I entered a different place. Yeah.
What was the show I saw you on before Saturday Night Live? Was it America's Got Talent? You were on a show like that. If it wasn't America's Got Talent, what was the show?
In 2011, I was on America's Got Talent. I did some of my impressions on there, and then I was, it was real good for me.
You killed on there. You just destroyed. Thanks. The audience loved you.
I didn't expect it. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You are so good with your impressions. I just want to know what your very first one is. What's the first one you ever did?
It was Britney Spears. Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
A little bit. It was a little muffled. Do a little more.
Baby. Oh, I'm a slave for you. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I'm a little...
It's Lady Gaga or Katharine Hepburn.
I'm going to go... Wow.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Is it Britney Spears?
I couldn't.
Yeah, Britney Spears. We have a winner.
Okay. I can't tell if the voices are coming across. That was my first one, was Britney. Yes.
You are so good. And when you sing with some of these impressions, you are such a great singer.
Thanks. I have music out if you like my singing voice.
Melissa, this is so not fair to you right now, but we are at a county fair, and there's a little capuchin monkey who's got a little outfit on who is walking up to meet Bill.
Yeah.
So I think we've pretty much lost you, and I'm so very sorry. We're big fans of you. We are so happy you went from a featured performer. Bill is afraid of this little tiny monkey.
I'm not afraid. I'm just saving it for later in the show.
But we are so happy that you went from featured performer to a seasoned cast member. We love you so much. You are going to be at Zany's, a couple of Zany's, Chicago and Rosemont. When are you where?
Tonight, Chicago. Tomorrow, Rosemont. So come on out.
Excellent. And I just wanted to tell you, I just saw you on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. Great episode. That was a lot of fun with you and Jerry.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Melissa. Continued success. Melissa Villasenor, everybody,
thank
from Saturday Night Live.
Have a great
Go see her at Zany's. Take care, Melissa.
Thank you so much. And please come see us in the studio in person when you're in town, because it's been distracting with the echo and with this little dressed-up monkey.
Yeah, come by and see us. We'll give you a monkey when you come by.
That sounds good. I'd love that. All right.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye, guys.
Melissa Villasenor, everybody.
Oh, we did not give her all of our attention.
I know. You know how it is. Once a monkey comes in, what are you going to do?
Hi, angel baby.
Hi, Wendy.
No, I'm not talking to you. Now, I'm not supposed to touch this monkey, right? But he touched me. Very gently.
Yeah.
Can I put my hand out?
Yeah.
Hi, sweet baby.
What is the monkey's name?
I want
this thing. Gilligan T. Monkey.
Gilligan T. Monkey.
Hi, baby.
And the T stands for?
The.
He's looking at you funny, Bill. Hi, Angel.
He's a 17-year-old.
I think he's licking my hand.
Yeah.
This
is where you're supposed to say that means he likes you. That's what trainers always say.
Yeah, real clean hands.
Oh, all right.
Or dirty hands.
Yeah, one or the other.
One or the other.
Hi.
He likes her.
Do you want to do something? I don't know what to do with this thing.
Wendy.
I want to pick it up or put it on my shoulder or something, but you don't do that, right? You just let it do what it does?
He'll think you want to eat him if you do that.
Don't aggravate Gilligan T. Monkey, Wendy.
Are you going to ride on a little doggy today?
Three times today. He's one of the jockey monkeys at the Banana Derby. He's a 17-year-old capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
Hi.
He's been part of our family for 14 years.
Of all the breeds of monkeys, why are capuchins most suited for riding dogs? And I ask every guest that question. It's not just because you're here.
They're intelligent. They have four opposable thumbs. They have a prehensile tail. They use their tail for balance and to hang on to the dog.
Yeah.
And they're probably they're said to be the second most intelligent primate.
After radio show hosts?
or chimpanzees. One
right,
or
same thing. It's almost the same. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Can he stay for a little bit, or does he have a tight schedule?
We have
schedule?
A show at 12:30, but we can
Oh, all right, yeah. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more of Gilligan T. Monkey.
You've lost me for the rest of the show. I'm just holding hands with this little Gilligan.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Next, it'll be dinner.
Yeah.
God.
All right. Really? We'll be back with more. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy and Gilligan the Monkey on WGN.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Can I tell you, if I had a little monkey named Gilligan on my lap in the studio every day, I'd be much nicer to you.
I bet.
Because even my voice gets sweeter. Like, hi, little baby.
I'm off on Tuesday, Wendy. Maybe Gilligan can fill in for me. You see if anyone notices.
All right, I don't have any paperwork, so who is the owner or the handler of Gilligan?
Gilligan T. Monkey is here, and Philip Hendricks is his helper human. He's here to help him out with anything he needs.
I'm the monkey's butler.
Are you the monkey's butler?
He throws his clothes on the floor. I pick him up, do his shopping.
How long, Philip, have you and Gilligan worked together? Is this a new thing, or has this been going on for a while?
14 years.
Wow.
We've been doing the Banana Derby 12 years. My wife and I have been taking care of Gilligan, and Bert is cohort for the last 14 years.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. Everywhere we go, people laugh and smile. And
yeah, I bet.
I enjoy the heck out of it.
What does that mean, cohort, when you say that? What does that mean? His friend?
Yes, his friend.
Okay.
Cohort, I think meant to say. Way to draw attention to that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know what that meant.
Phil, can you talk right into that microphone?
It's that Hinsdale accent. I can't figure it out.
All right, so now I've heard these type of monkeys are easy to train. Is that true?
It seems like it.
Have you done any training?
You have to.
Or is the wife doing all the work? You're just the handler.
We follow his lead. He's very, very smart little monkey. And it was his idea to come up with the Banana Derby. We had this old hound dog.
He came up with it.
He came up with the idea, and we just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah.
So,
did he convey to you his idea?
Well, we looked out the window. He's riding around this hound dog we had. And the neighbor said, hey, you should take that on the road.
Hi, sweetie.
I swear to you, I've had that dream. I really have. I've had a dream like that.
It's a blessing, I'm telling you.
He is scared of you, Bill, and he's nuzzling up against me.
There's no reason to be scared of me. No.
And picking little things off me.
Yeah, well, that's how we spend most of the time.
Go ahead and eat them, Gilligan.
Oh, don't. No, no. Aww. How do you choose? Like, a lot of times when you see a monkey, they're dressed either as a bellhop or a seaman, either one or the other.
Yes.
He's going with racing silks.
Yes, sweetie.
Yes. We tried the tuxedo. He didn't like the tuxedo.
You had a monkey tuxedo?
I don't wear one.
No, not you. I didn't mean you.
They don't make them big enough for me.
Gilligan had a monkey tuxedo. But that's nice for, like, award presentations and stuff.
He's just nuzzling against me. I want to bring him home. I really do. I have a dog he can ride. You want to ride Kona?
They're a little rough on the house.
I bet. So how at home, what sort of enclosure? Does he just have free reign to be anywhere in your house?
Yeah, we have a monkey dog room at home. My father-in-law built. It's kind of a
monkey dog room.
Yes, because he stays with the monkeys, with the dogs.
Your dad does.
My father-in-law.
Your father-in-law.
No, Gilligan.
Gilligan does. Okay.
The monkeys are attracted. The dogs are attracted to the monkeys, kind of like we're attracted to dog. There's the same type of.
Is that right?
I think it's because of the dog. I don't want to give the monkey the credit, but the dog is such a ingratiating animal.
Yeah.
They want to.
They bond together somehow.
Yes. And he sleeps with the dog he rides. He'll lay down with him in the dog bed and cold.
Spooning? Is there spooning?
I never thought of that, but technically
they are kind of spooning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you told me not to put my arm around him, but he's going to fall off, and he looks like he wants to nuzzle.
Never worry about the monkey falling.
Yeah.
I guess.
What's the most?
Does he have diapers on right now?
Because we do.
Can I plead the fifth on that?
All right, you might want to get him off me then.
Uh oh.
He was cute for a minute.
Everyone will know you're at the fair that way.
He just looks scared. Why?
But monkeys always look scared, don't they?
He's worried about getting paid for this gig.
And how old is his buddy? What's the other monkey's name?
Bert. Bert's 27 years old.
What?
capuchin monkeys, they can live 50 years in captivity. The biggest thing you have to worry about is obesity or diabetes.
Yeah.
So I try to eat like the monkey so I don't get that. It's the same
thing. Oh, yeah.
And a capuchin monkey will live 50 years in captivity, provided they don't drink or smoke.
It's
I don't make this up.
But they used to have, remember, you go into a, if you went into a grocery store, they had those little machines, and you could buy a smoking monkey. Do you remember that? It was a little toy smoking monkey.
I don't remember that, no. You're dating yourself.
I know. I'm much older than you
are. All right, I just watched that. They have really long tails. That's the difference between a monkey and an ape. A monkey has a tail, an ape does not, correct?
And capuchins are considered New World monkeys from Central America and South America, and they have prehensile tails, which means they could use a tail as a fifth limb.
Yeah, because I just saw him scratch his back with his tail. Don't you wish you had a tail
now? I wish I had a tail now.
Hey.
He could take dollars. He collects dollars, puts them in his bucket, hands out souvenir postcards.
Oh.
He can take them with his hands. He can take them with his feet. And he can even grab a dollar with his tail. We didn't teach him that. He was showing off and showed me that.
He just took your wallet.
Yeah. Wait, hey. Hey, come on. Yeah.
Do they make any noise? I mean,
they do. You have to pinch them, though.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'll pinch you.
It's a joke.
So my dad, before I was born, my dad had a monkey, right?
What?
Yeah, you know that. I've talked about this in the past. I don't know what brand it was, what breed it was.
Back in the 70s, they used to sell squirrel monkeys.
No, this was in the 50s. Back in the 50s, had one.
That might have been squirrel monkeys, too. They're smaller monkeys. They used to sell them in the magazines.
You could buy a monkey out of a magazine back then.
Back in the day. That's
and they would just send it to
it
your
was.
House?
That's what they would do. Or pick them up at the post office. And those poor monkeys would get passed around when these people realize it's not a toy.
Right.
And it's, this is a lifetime commitment.
We
have a big enclosure outside in our place in Florida for them. We're planning for the future. And
we just had this story with the alligator in Humboldt Park. You never hear a story about a monkey loose somewhere in Chicago, do you? Does that ever happen?
I don't believe so, no.
No.
No, I've seen the coyote in the cooler.
Right, right. I did too. I was there for that. Yeah, that was great. That was great. Wendy's taking a monkey selfie.
She likes her perfume. She's wearing perfume.
Oh. That's
you like
what
my perfume? Tell my husband that.
Aww.
He almost seems, and this is not a shot on you, Philip, but there was a time where you wanted to take him, but he seems more drawn to Wendy than to you for some
reason.
He's
nuzzling.
What's going on there?
Is he giving me fleas?
Is that what it is?
What did he say?
That you're better looking.
Oh.
But then he laughed.
He's licking my arm.
The monkey.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
So when you brought him up here, when Gilligan walked up with you, he just seemed pretty sure of himself, and now he seems scared. Is there a reason for this?
I don't know why you think he looks scared. He's sitting there enjoying himself. He's actually bathing with your perfumes. A little
yeah, that's what
he's
it is.
All over. He's wearing
he loves Jean Nate.
Is that really what he's doing?
Yes.
So he's like licking my perfume off and then rubbing it on his body?
Yes.
Oh, so that he smells like Wendy.
Yeah. Oh.
You want to
talk? You've lost me for the rest of the show.
In the wild, these monkeys are so smart, they take centipedes and they rub them on themselves to keep mosquitoes off them.
Really?
Yes. They use tools. They use rocks to open up crabs.
Yeah. And does this type of monkey travel in... There's sometimes you hear about monkeys that travel in packs, and sometimes
they're
loner monkeys.
Troops.
Or troops of monkeys, yeah. Where would he fit if he was in the wild still?
They would have groups up to 30 in the wild. And then people will go to Costa Rica for vacation, see them come to the hotels, and they'll rob you and take your...
They'll take your things.
Food out of your luggage. And
oh, that's not good, is it? I think that's bad. That's horrible. That's horrible. Well, I'm glad to meet him. He seems like fun. And what's the key to his winning in this race when he's riding a dog later? What do you think the key is to winning?
I think the key in life is to bet on the dog, not the monkey.
Solid advice.
My arm is soaking wet, and I'm hoping it's saliva and not something else. Still pretty cute,
That's
Gilligan.
That's part of the fun of holding a monkey, right, Philip?
Absolutely.
You get fluids.
This Hometown Voices live broadcast from Woodstock is sponsored by McHenry County Fair. It's open through August 4th. This is called the Banana Derby. And what time does that happen?
Today at 12:30, 3:15, and 6:30. It's right next to the Chainsaw Carver, conveniently located across the creek.
Yeah.
And they should come by. It's a great show. It's family fun. And we enjoy it. The monkeys enjoy it. And it's not just for kids.
No, it's for everybody. Philip, great to meet you. It's Philip Hendricks, everybody. And, of
Thanks,
course,
Philip.
Gilligan Team Monkey.
Enjoy the
Aww.
Thank you for asking.
There you go.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.
Next time I have a monkey on my head, will you read the live read?
Yeah, it seems like I should have, maybe. Yes.
What was it doing to my head?
You don't want to know.
Oh.
We'll keep that internal. Thanks to everybody for being here today. We still have the bonus hour that we'll broadcast live from here. We're at the McHenry County Fair. If you're in the neighborhood, please stop by. So listen to us and the bonus hour, or keep it right here and listen to Steve Bertrand on the Wintrust Business Line.
Why'd you guys stay clear of the monkeys, will you?
We're too late, Steve.
Yeah, where were you half an hour ago?
Well, I was getting ready for this show. We're going to talk to Andrea Haines a little bit later, and also Dennis Rodkin. You know, they were banking on a big number of Chinese real estate buyers coming to the Chicago area, building towers and everything, and it's dried up. We will talk to Dennis about that, okay? Which is almost as good as a monkey and a corn dog.
True.
I don't know.
True.
Chicago stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio and tune in. The news is sponsored by Impact Optimize 2019. In the newsroom today, here's Ryan Burrow.